It's your girl, Empress Journey, Miss, yeah, I said it herself. Shouts out to Periodicy on that intro. He's really doing it big. And of course, you know who is next to me in this studio situation.
I like to welcome everybody back to the mix. You feel me? Heavy mixing.
Y'all leave the mix, but we stay in the
mix. KB, you know what I mean? We right hard.
Heavy mixing. So, basically, we got your requests, and we heard them loud and clear, and we got your demands. So, today, we're going to bring you the infamous X Factor show.
This ain't no beef, man.
Yes. Because I know I have, in previous shows, said something about my ex-husband.
This ain't no beef,
man. And I just wanted to set the record straight.
Did you?
Yeah, I think I did.
Once or twice.
Once or twice. But I just want to break it down so it can forever and consistently
be
broken.
This ain't no beef, man.
Because I gotta defend myself. I gotta say my side of the story, which is very unlike me because I really don't go in depth. But we about to talk about it.
We'll talk about it then.
You want to talk about it? You want to hear about it? Here it go. One, when I say my ex ain't shit, it's not me saying he's not shit. He told me he wasn't shit. That is me co-signing his not shitness.
His not shitity.
Yes, yeah. The not shitness of the not shitness. He is king of the ain't shit niggas. Believe me, I ain't bitter. I'm just telling like a T.I. is. Now, that co-sign you can take to the bank. You can buy $1 million house with that. My credit is good when I say this shit, okay? And I'm telling y'all this because I'm having a jigger moment.
A jigger moment.
Jay did that, so hopefully you wouldn't have to go through that.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So, life lesson number one. When a nigga tell you he ain't shit, believe him.
Yeah.
Number two. When a nigga show you he ain't shit, leave him.
Well, that's fucking great advice right there.
I'm just letting you know it ain't gonna get better.
Hashtag in front of that.
You know, I'm trying to teach. I'm in teacher mode. I went back to my earlier career. I'm in teacher mode. And I know some folk is wondering probably why the hell did I stay with this nigga for so long? Flat out, straight like that, as my PR dude would say, I love that big headed boy. I mean, everything I had, everything I love, you can ask KB.
I
was Holyfield in the ring. I was Muhammad Ali for my relationship. I made a promise. I'm a woman of my word. You can pretty much ask anybody on this earth. I stick to the script. If I say I'm gonna do something, I do's it. Not does it, do's it. You know, I'm not a janky bitch. I ain't a shady bitch. If I say I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. So I told him I was gonna love him to the end, and Lord knows I loved him to the end of my rope because then it was just.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when it's, you know, when I love real hard. You know, when a woman loves, she loves for real.
Oh, that's not good shit right there.
Wow. Yeah, R. Kelly did that because it's true. And
okay.
I'm about to teach y'all something else about relationships. You know, in the beginning of relationships, when everybody got their Sunday clothes on, everybody looking mighty good. And then you wake up and it's Monday and he put on them pay clothes and you find out that he's a bum nigga. You know, his Timberlands got holes in them talking to you. I'm just saying.
No, if you're Tim's talking, you done took the game to a coma.
I'm just letting you know. When the Monday clothes come out, look at him. I'm not saying that, you know, he got to be GQ smooth every day. But
niggas used to have the dribble up Adidas in the front. You feel me?
If that nigga got on some what them little pump Carverse, them little pump Carverse, we used to pump them up. He got them bitches on in 2011. In the infamous words of Erykah Badu, a run.
Not for nothing. If you catch like those some damn fresh Reebok pumps, like the deep brown ones,
no,
that should be in the mix. No,
not at all.
You can't find them shit.
I don't wear them shits. My point is, we're not really talking about clothes right now. We're talking about just the change. You got to get to know somebody. And just because you know them for a long time don't mean you know them.
Yeah.
Niggas got there and sometimes they wait a long time. Sometimes they just don't be changing their Sunday clothes on Monday. Sometimes you gotta see them in they Wednesday clothes, and you be like, "Oh shit!" I was like, "It's a stranger in my house." Now, to me, it said that it was a stranger in my house, and I was just like, "I don't even know who this nigga is." Someone please call 911. Tell him I had been shot down. It's a stranger in our mix. Save us.
That's just crucial. That's just some shit to say.
I'm just, man.
Who are you?
It's just like, that's exactly what I did. I was like, "I don't even know you. I hit him with stranger danger." Like, nigga, you stranger danger. I don't even know who the fuck you are.
You know who you are.
I had to make a decision. It was the hardest decision probably I would ever have to make in my life. And that was, I can't be super saver hoe. And yes, niggas can be hoes too. I tell you, I'm dropping all this kind of science on y'all today.
You high, baby?
Yeah. Talk to me.
You want me to tell you something?
Uh-huh.
I know what you want to hear. I know you want me, baby. I think I want you too.
I think I love you, baby.
I think I love you too. I'm here to save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world. I wanna grow together. Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world.
Oh boy, you drive me crazy.
Bitch, you make they me call girl. Me Superman. Big tall hoes in a single bound. I'm single now. Got no ring on his finger now. I never let another chick bring me down in a relationship. Save it, bitch. Babysit. You make me sick. Superman ain't saving shit. Girl, you can jump on Shady's dick. Straight from the hip. Cut to the chase. I tell a motherfucking slut to her face. Play no games. Say no names. Ever since I broke up with what's her face, I'm a different man. Kiss my ass. Kiss my lips. Bitch, why ask? Kiss my dick. Get my cash. I'd rather have you whip my ass. Don't put out. I'll put you out. Won't get out. I'll push you out. Puss blew out. Popping shit. Wouldn't piss on fire to put you out. Am I too nice? Buy you ice. Bitch, if you died, wouldn't buy you life. What you trying to be my new wife? What you Mariah? Fly through twice. But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. I can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Your Superman, your Superman, your Superman.
Don't get me wrong,
I love these hoes.
It's no secret, everybody knows. Yeah, we fuck, bitch, so what? That's about as far as your buddy goes. We'll be friends, I call you again. I chase you around every bar you attend. Never know what kind of car I'll be in. We'll see how much you be partying in. You don't want that, neither do I. I don't wanna flip when I see you with guys. Too much pride between you and I. Not a jealous man, but females lie. But I guess that's just what sluts do. How could it ever be just us two? I never loved you enough to trust you. We just met and I just fucked you. But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I know you want me, baby. I think I want you too.
I think I love you, baby.
I think I love you too. I'm here to save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world. I wanna grow together. Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world.
Oh boy, you drive me crazy.
Bitch, you make me Earl.
First thing you say,
I'm not fazed. I hang around big stars all day. I don't see what the big deal is anyway. You're just plain old Marshall to me.
Ooh yeah, girl, run that game.
Haley Jade, I love that name. Love that tattoo, what's that say? Rotten pieces, that's great.
First off, you don't know Marshall at all, so don't grow partial. That's ammo for my arsenal. I slap you off that bar stool. There goes another lawsuit.
leave handprints all across you. Good loaded, loaded, you must be gone off that water bottle. You want what you can't have. Ooh, girl, that's too damn bad. Don't touch what you can't grab. End up with two back hands. Put anthrax on a Tampax and slap you till you can't stand. Girl, you just blew your chance. Don't mean to ruin your plans, but I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday, Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day, maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I know you for me, baby, I think I want you too.
I think I love you, baby.
I think I love you too. I'm here to save you, girl. Come be your shady's world. I wanna grow together. Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be your shady's world.
Oh boy, you drive me crazy.
Bitch, you make me Earl.
I can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. I can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Your Superman. Your Superman. I can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. I can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Your Superman. Your Superman.
My job is right now as one of the hosts of Bang That Radio is to help and reform lanes to A, note their lameness, and B, give them tips on how not to be lame and just change their styles.
Word.
That's a full-time job. I have no time to be Super Saver Ho. I'm not here. I can't do it all. Somebody else has to swoop in and help us. You know what I'm saying?
Help.
I can't do everything by myself. So, obviously, oh, we should have put on my song. I would have did the remix on here. I would have did the whole damn thing. I just thought about it. That was just a random thought. We should have put on that Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey Up Out My Face. Matter of fact, we are going to put that on because that is, put that on now. I got to go find it, y'all. We'll be right back. Put that shit on.
It's not chipped. We're not cracked. Or we're shattered.
Hey, hey, hey. Young money.
Hey, hey, hey.
Nicki Minaj.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's not your mind. Yo, Mariah, I was in the $1 million meetings. He was cheating. All up in the church. He was sneaking with the deacon. Cast away while the mice will play. LOL, smiley face, have a nicer day. Cause pop, 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 it goes my rubber band. So stop, 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 sniffing that contraband. Cause you was penny pinching, my account's laced. Attention, about face.
I thought we had something special, we had something cool. But I should've had another mechanic under my hood.
You see me walking by a boy, don't you even speak. Pretend you on a sofa and I'm on the TV. You might see me on a poster, see me at a show. But you won't see me for free, boy, this ain't no promo.
And all shame now, wherever you been laying, you can stay now. Gotta bother the baby Jane, pull the shades down. I'm on a plane now, and don't keep calling from your mama house. When I break, I break. Boy, up on my face, boy. Up on my face, boy. Up on my face, I bring. Up on my face, boy. Up on my face, boy. Up on my face, I bring.
You ain't never gonna feel this thing again. You gon' get a lot of calls, cause I see other friends.
I bring.
I ain't walking around no more being sad. That ain't even my bag, baby. I bring.
No, you ain't a rapper, so you need to stop spitting it.
Pull the shades down. I'm on a
been on them big B's, brought the bench out. Elevator press P's for the penthouse. Top those, then we break like Costco's. Roscoe's on his knees with a snot nose. They be like she next, Kawasaki T-Rex. Give him some Kleenex, matches little V-necks. Oh, that's what he left, let his mama pick it up. Might back up on that room, room with a pickup truck. That blue and yellow, yeah, that's the Carmelo Jag. I bob and weave, I'm head on with that Mayweather jab. I get the thumbs up like I'm hailing a yellow cab.
When I break, I break, I break. Not even a building, not a building, can we build it? When I break, I break, I break. Not even a nail, take my tune with a whole lot of gel and acrylic can fix this. When I break, I break. If we were 12 Lego blocks, even the Harvard University graduating class of 2010 couldn't push back together again. When I break, boy, I found my base, boy.
About my face. Now, thanks to Mr. Heavy Mixing himself, he has redirected my freestyle. I'm kind of pouting about it, but I was about to go in.
That was you, because you didn't have the song already.
I did have the song. I was ready. I got it. I can say it right now, but Bishop done talked me out of it to protect the guilty. I don't feel like the guilty should be protected. Niggas. Anyway, we have a special caller. Caller, what's your name?
My name is Anna. How y'all doing?
We good. We in the mix.
We doing good. How you doing?
Okay.
Well, you know the topic of today's show is basically the X Factor. Have you gone through like some extraordinary breakups that you want to talk about? Or yeah, put it out there, because we put it out there. I just put my whole divorce on the line, like, fuck it, this is what it is.
Well, yeah, I just recently went through one. Pretty wild, crazy.
I know, right? These dudes, I'm not just blaming dudes, but in my case, these dudes be out of order. Like, like, are you sniffing glue? Is that what's hot in the streets right now? Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with the dudes today.
They wearing tight pants and they took the circulation. Them nut huggers done went to their brains.
Can I say how I feel?
Please talk to the people. Because I call this an educational show today.
Okay, yeah. The last breakup I went through with my ex, to me, hey, straight up like a bitch.
Thank you.
Me on some real bitch shit. And I can't understand it. I'm like, dang.
Yeah,
like a white woman.
You know, okay.
On a period.
That's what I was about to say. You know what I say? Niggas is the new bitch. I'm sorry, Bishop, but that's just how I feel. Like, they stay on their periods like 3 weeks out of the damn month.
It's not all niggas though.
Most, but okay, a good strong 95%. Yeah, some bitch tendencies. Like, I, you know what I say? You know what I say, Miss Roxanne? And this is my motto, and I live by this for the last, about 10 years. If I wanted to be with a bitch, I would be a dyke. Plain and damn simple.
Right.
That's just how I feel. Like, we putting it out there today. So, what would you say, what would be your message to men about handling relationships today? Like, what would be your message?
About men in relationships today?
Handling relationships. Because right now, I mean, you know, I'm putting a PJA out there. You know, I'm single and ready to mingle. But not with everybody at all.
I feel you. Not everybody.
Because, like, we about to get on that, too. Because I went through, like, after my breakup with my ex, I went through a phase like, damn, I'm feeling real Drake-ish right now. Maybe I should just put up with the bullshit and just stay. Because dudes these days, I like men. I like manly men. They got a couple of scratches. They work with their hands, can fix my car. I like a man. And then I'm single and out here looking at what they got to offer. Because, you know, I was off the market for a while. And I'm looking around like, why is this nigga dressing in my section? Like, why is he looking at the same jeans I'm looking at?
It's good to be good with your hands.
That is not okay.
This dude, I had only talked to him text back and forth, and we talked on the phone a couple of times. And we went to the top of the conversation with sex.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up asking me what was the most kinkiest thing that I would do to a man if he let me.
Mm.
And I was just like, I don't know. And I kind of felt like I had to take him there. So I was just like, I don't know, what did you do? And
good trap, good trap. You trapped him.
I would
fuck a man with a dildo. What? What? Oh my God! I would pack my shit. Okay, that goes exactly with the last song about my face.
What's going down here today?
Are you serious?
Serious.
Where the hell did you find that nigga at?
I was like, oh, okay. You don't want none of this.
Actually, okay. I know a chick. I ain't gonna call her my friend, but I know a chick that she was like, she was getting a little kinky in the bedroom with her dude, and she pulled out a dildo and was, you know, playing with herself with it, and then he took the dildo from her, thinking, you know, she thinking like, okay, he about to, you know, fuck me with a dildo. This nigga starts slamming it in his ass.
Wow.
I was like, what? What? Oh. What? What they do that at?
Oh, she left.
No. That bitch, she said, I just didn't call him no more. And I was like, what? And then, but they still friends, though. They still friends. And then what the weird thing is, it ain't even weird.
No, it's, that's just weird as hell.
No. I'm about to tell you something. It ain't even weird these days because I seen that movie, what is it? Caught Catch with Leon and Cover. In that movie Cover, and you know, niggas be like, you got something in your eye? Want me to blow it out? Yeah, I seen. Watch that movie Cover.
That's Gay Solicits.
Yes. And then Leon and old boy was up in the shower together. It is crazy. But the dude got a wife and kids. I said, maybe she like that. Maybe I'm not that kinky. Like, I had one of them pure romance parties and,
that's a kid.
Yeah. She was like, you know what you ain't willing to do? Another bitch is. Well, if another bitch is willing to get there and strap it on and fuck him in the ass and be okay with that, then okay for them. Push him over there. Yeah. It's like dating is hard these days. You know what I'm saying?
Can I give a shout out?
You want to give a shout out? Go ahead.
I can give a shout out to all the niggas that like to get pussy in the world.
Strictly.
Give a shout out to them. You
got anything else you want to say to our callers, Ms. Rosette?
Just be careful on the dating scene. If you're in a really bad breakup, you get a restraining order.
I know, right?
Into them anymore.
Shoot, them things don't even work anyway. My ex kicked down my door. Like, I know, right? And then he's gonna go and come. He kicked down two doors. He kicked down one door, then he bust open my room door, and then this nigga's gonna lay beside me.
You're crazy.
Like, I won't crazy. Stab him in the middle of the night. I was like, you really too comfortable right now. Like, nigga, say no to drugs. What the hell is wrong with you?
You know, I think a lot of our men, honestly, they need some type of psychological evaluation. Now, they need to be on some medication. They don't believe in.
They need to go to Billingsley.
Some bipolar disorder going on.
I don't know what's wrong with these dudes these days. It's just like I'll be like, are you freaking serious? But we're not gonna host you all night. I know it's late, but thank you. We have enjoyed. We gotta get you in the studio one day. We gotta get here in the studio.
Yeah, let's
come in.
Thank you.
Oh
yeah, that's what we do.
We take it up. We are the coolest people on the block.
Holla at you.
All right.
I'm just saying, like, just with me and my ex is just. It's like, that nigga's crazy, yo. That's crazy. He done simmered a lot since the original breakup, but it's just like, I don't understand how dudes be like, they want to be with you, and then they living with another bitch engaged and having babies and shit. Really, dude? Really, dude? Really?
Yeah.
I'm happy I got good common sense.
It's always good to have that.
I'm glad I got good common sense and threw chopped up the deuces, because that it just ain't worth it. And we gonna put on another song, because we ain't playing a song. We come back to all that shit. That's you know what I'm feeling right now? We gonna put on that Ghostface Wildflower.
Bang.
I fucked your friend, yeah, you stink, ho. I seen her in the elevator, honey, grab my Kango. She put me on the mega shit, bout to slap the bitch. She shot crazy verbal, I lean back like I'm rich. It took place late night on February 17th. Hands flooded like ink, my face on her magazine. Just got back from Honolulu, pocket stacking buku cash. Girlfriend sipped her, you heard laugh, yo. While I was on tour, ho, you went to work quick, fast, had a nigga dick in the dirt. You couldn't wait just to kidnap the bait of my sperm. Who is you at, ho? Pinky out, she put in my perm. That's all you ever said to me, thought that could hold me. Remember when I long dicked you and broke your ovary, you crab bitch, chicken head hoe, eating heroes. I'm the first nigga that had you watching flicks by De Niro. You gained crazy points, baby, just being with God. Told you how to eat the right foods fast and don't eat law. I gave you earth lessons, I came to you as a blessing. You didn't do the knowledge what the God was manifesting. You sneaky fuck bitch, your ways and actions told it all. I fucked you while you was bleeding, held you down in malls. Sexually, you worship my dick like a course. I had you feet out, broke out for a month, you fell off. You was my main shit, my peeps showed you love on the string. You saw how I got down the way I thought had you trained. But you had to fuck this lobster head ass nigga. I should've slapped him, but the God said chill. That's your wish for God, handle that in the lab. I'm wondering how many times your hot ass got stabbed. You dumb bitch, horny hot fuck from out the mountains. Your clientele is low, catch you next show, bro. I got jerk, gave away my pussy, that shit hurt. It feel like somebody died or shot your own earth. But fuck it, I fucked you on a chair with three legs, broken tables, had you screaming while you was biting on my cables. We slid to the washing machine and threw it on spin. If your pussy dry, spit on my dick and put it in. My dick's the bomb, baby, marvelous hard snake. Plus I'm can see the stalks make the biggest so-called rape. I'm God, cipher divine, love my pussy refined. That means clean, the FDS smell with a shine. Word up, respect that hoe.
Did you hear what that man said? I gave you earth lessons. I came to you as a blessing. Could, but we gonna get off my ex, because that's, I done put it out there. That's the story. That's all I gotta say about it. And I mean, to this day, I still got love for him, but I say fuck him. Just fuck him. Yeah. We can't be friends, and it ain't because I'm in love with him, but it, you know, when people teach you like you ain't shit, like, those are not the type of friends I need. Like, we have no reason to talk. That's just the way I feel.
Well, you deserve somebody who's going to treat you good. That's why I ain't going to talk. No, I ain't going to talk no shit about my ex.
I'll talk shit about your ex. No, all I got to say, all I got to say is, this is all I got to say. In addition to the last show, like I said, last time we saw Bishop's, last time I saw Bishop's ex, she was rolling her eyes and storming down the steps. Like old girl from Family Matters, she went down the steps and was never seen again. But who's still sitting in the same damn spot I was when she rolled her eyes at me? You know what I call that? Charlie Sheen winning. I'm winning. I wish she would have been nicer to me. Anyway,
yeah.
Good girl. Chabu.
In fairness.
Hating asshole. I said it. Anyway, feel free to let her play this, because I'm gonna put it out there. You believe what other people say? It's coming right out my mouth right now.
She's never supported me. She ain't listening to the show.
See, you need somebody that's gonna support you, bitch. Someone that loves what you do and respects you and your greatness.
One would only hope. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna find you a good, clean, wholesome woman that can get freaky. That can get freak. Oh, you know, that's the. That's that sexy smack right there. Anyway, Okay, fast forwarding. We gonna fast forward a little bit. So after my breakup, you know, for like a year after I broke up with him, I didn't date anybody. Because, you know, I was heartbroken. I was in mourning for my relationship. But eventually I dated.
How long did it take you?
A year. A little over a year.
Like, when you say dated, is that like fucking?
No.
So that's like no fucking, you're not doing nothing with nobody for a year.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just asking, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what
you're talking about. I just want some clarification.
Excuse me, my headphones have gone out. Anyway, like I said. Anyway, like I said, I went on a date with this guy. And he was like, my type of guy is like either like super nerdy or super thuggy, but hella smart. Bless you. Because I saw it.
Super thuggy. Is that even a word?
Super thuggy or like really, really nerdy smart. Like a combination. You know, my dream guy would be a combination of, let's say, Pharrell from the Neptunes, Talib Kweli, and probably Lupe Fiasco. With a touch of Method Man. Now, if it's a dude out there like that, good Lord have mercy, call me if you need someone to talk to. I'm just. But I went on a date with this nerdy guy, and like he knew the first dude I ever met that knew what AM meant. Like, who the fuck?
What does AM mean?
Shit, I don't remember. I just looked at him like he was stupid.
I know PM is post meridian.
Yeah, but AM, he knew what AM meant. Like, and it was just like the weirdest thing. And he knew like all these random facts. So we were going to sit down at the restaurant. He was like, I bet you don't know what side of the table you should sit at. And I was like, well, I'm going to sit here. And he was like, no, that's not the right side. And I had already sat down. And he was waiting on me to get up. So I'm looking at him like, okay.
Y'all standing looking at each other.
Yeah, because I'm not going to get up. This is the side I want to sit on.
Awkward.
And then he was like, I'm allergic to seafood. And I was like, you're not coming over on my plate, so stay over there.
What did that have to do with like where you were sitting?
Because he said that a woman should sit on the right side, I think. And I wanted to sit on the left. And I didn't know it was that big of a deal. I like to look out the door.
You sit on this side.
Yeah, I mean, it was the weird. So I've been meeting crazy dudes. Like the more, and then after that, I guess the last date I went on was like the weirdest one. It wasn't weird. It was that bullshit.
Can I ask a question for clarification? Was y'all sitting in the booth?
No.
Okay.
It was a table.
Right. Y'all in the booth. The woman got to get the inside in the booth.
Oh hell no! I get my own side. In the booth.
Oh yeah, you know that's cool too.
But we're gonna put that out there. I ain't no skinny girl. I ain't fat, but I ain't skinny. And a bitch is gonna eat. I'm not gonna sit up here and just try to nitpick to be cute for your ass. If you ask me out to eat, I want to have elbow space. I ain't gonna be goddamn Miss Piggy in this shit. But I want my own little room. I want space to have elbow room so I can sit there and eat my food comfortably. I'm just saying. But I gotta tell y'all about the latest date I went on. Dude got his hair done where I get my hair done. He has locks. So he gets his hair twisted. Cause you know I'm natural. So he gets his hair twisted where I get my hair done. And I seen him. He gave me the yuck face a couple of times. And then I was sitting there chirping with my stylist. And then he started chirping with us. And he asked me for my number. And it was like, okay, yeah, maybe we can go out sometime. I was like, all right, he's kind of cute. And you know, word around the shop, he was working with a little bit of a lot. So I was like, all right, you know, I'll hang out with dude. So he asked to go to the movies with me. Because I was going to see Hangover 2. And then I was like, all right, you want to go to the movie? He said, what you doing? I said, I'm going to the movies. He said, who going with? At the time, I was going by myself. So he was like, all right, I'll go with you. And then he said, you paying? Pause. I ain't known you for a good 24 hours. You already asked me to buy you shit? Really, dude? So I conveniently forgot to tell him I was going to the movies and told him that he never confirmed nor denied that he wanted to go. And I went with my people.
I feel you. So you would agree it is bad to ask for something to be paid for, like in the first thing?
A nigga asking, number one, you ask me out and then you want me to pay for it. Nigga, fuck yourself. So, but I want to know, me being the inquisitive person that I am, and I'm sure it was going to be a good story, I wanted to know, what is your money? Because he said he was out at the bar,
But then he was like, oh, you going to the movies? I wish I would have bought my money. So you bar hopping with no money. You know, let's put it out there. I ain't no gold digger, but I ain't fucking with no broke niggas. So I'm about to say, check, ask my people. I have no problem helping out like one of my old school homies, or you know what I'm saying, even a dude I've known for a long time that we like that, but they don't be at me like this. So but he was nice, and you know, we tripped out a little bit, but I think he thought he was getting some
pussy.
I think he thought. But I changed them thoughts real quickly. Yeah, because we went on a walk around the lake. Because, you know, he broke and I'm not paying for him. I don't know him. He's stranger danger. And then he came out that mouth too easy for me to just be like, oh, you know, he don't really do this. No, he used to bitches taking care of him. Like, no.
Niggas do get used to that shit, though.
Yeah, I'm not that chick. Okay, these are my laws I live by. I don't ask for much from a dude. This is what I require in my man. You ready? This is just real simple. He has to match me. I have my own place. He needs to have his own place, which old boy did not. I have my own car. He needs to have his own car. We ain't gonna talk about who was paying the note. I have a job. You need to have a job. I go to work. Your ass need to go to work, which he did not. So, the moral of the story is, needless to say, and then the one time we did go out, I was like, okay, maybe I'm being a little shallow. I'm gonna go out with the dude. This nigga really thought I was gonna pay for him to get in the damn movies. I paid for me to get in the movies, and he looked at me like I was about crazy. And then he had to pay the $10 to get in the 4 o'clock movie, and this bitch is complaining about his $10. That was my last $10, man. Well, obviously, your ass don't need to be out. Take your ass home.
You might should have spent that shit on something else.
Exactly. And then, man, that's the end of that story. Man, that nigga was whack. We put on another damn song. What's the next thing? Oh, Lord. See, when I meet dudes like this, this is in the beginning what made me mix my ex. Like, maybe I can deal with his bullshit. Sometimes I cry. Throw that.
Since you walked away from me, since all of our scattered dreams were just thrown away, I'm finally getting back to what I used to be. Shared my pain with my family. Think I'm on my way. I can sleep at night, I don't reach for you when I wake up, no. But it's taking some time, yeah. I can live my life without praying that we could make up. I'm moving on, I'm feeling strong inside, but sometimes I cry when I'm all alone with this heart of. Come true, and you'll both be happy. Yeah, been long enough for me to take a look around. I met a girl, we've been hanging out. She's been good for me, but when we're making love, she don't take me there like you used to. And it hurts when I lie, baby. Help me understand how to push you out, forget you, and let you go. Cause Lord knows I'm trying, yeah, but sometimes I cry, baby. I've been hurting for a long, long time. Yes, I have.
Sometimes I cry, man. In the beginning of the breakup, I know somebody out there just left a couple of months ago.
Halle Berry break up with that nigga, boy. He got some real shit to talk about.
He got some real shit to cry about.
He done had Halle Berry and lose him. He go down.
But actually, he with Princess wife, so she's cute too.
A Princess wife?
Yeah, she.
Yeah, I saw some shit on Princess like that the other day. This nigga's on some other shit. This nigga had on like full women's dress, hairy ass legs and shit. Like, whoa, what the fuck is this nigga doing? No, that's just not cool. Fuck that. I ain't gonna accept that.
I'm not messing with you on that one.
Excuse me, but carry on. I'm sorry.
All right.
I digress. Forgive me.
Basically, when I think about it, like when after everything happened with my ex, and I waited like a year to really, you know, even get out there. I was just like, fuck it, you know, I'm gonna be alone with my cats. I gotta buy some cats, but you know, I was just like, fuck it, ain't nothing out there for me. I done already been in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't think another dude was gonna just, psh. Anyway. So basically, I met my PG. And I gotta big up him because he bought me out my run. He made 2010 like so fun and just, that's my dude, yo. That's my homie. To this second, that's my homie. We have our ups and downs, but when it all comes around, that's my homie. You know, we have fun. So I'm gonna go ahead and put on Hey Love because just throw that shit on, yo.
It's obvious I'm digging your style. You make it easy for one girl to settle down. It's not enough, so you keep me with a smile. You are the one I'm into, marry you for now. Don't ever wonder, yo, I'll always be around. The way you love me, yo, you balance me out. You are the everything that I can't live without. Hey love, hey love, hey love. Hey love, you had my heart from the moment we met. So cool and casual, we automatically click. Time spent talking long on the telephone transformed the friendship into something different. Knew it when we first kissed. You were the one I meant to vibe with. You made me smile at a time when I felt my life spiraling. The definition of a godsend. Always genuine, a thug and a gentleman. Yep, I gave right in. I fell right then. You fit nice in my mind where you lingered all the time. Caught myself writing rhymes. Your name next to mine with hearts in the middle. Trying to fill that little space. Want to wake up at your place. Making breakfast for the day, naked kissing in the rain. Let the records play as we lay. We can't focus on tomorrow today. Thinking I can hold you down. I'm thinking maybe you thinking the same. I guess it's obvious I'm digging your style. You make it easy for a girl to settle down. It's not enough, so you keep me with a smile. You are the one I'm into, marry you for now. Don't ever wonder, yo, I'll always be around. The way you love me, yo, you balance me out. You are the everything that I can. Okay, we figured it out. Without the sex and the alcohol, you got a big mouth.
talking about my attitude, but look how you sound. It ain't always what you say, but baby, how it come out. Yeah, I'm loud and don't listen, cause I'm in here washing dishes that's been sitting in your kitchen for a minute. Forgive it, my disposition feels a little different. We both slipping, my smart comments got you tripping. We tight-lipped and barely speaking. See my number on the other end and leave it blinking. We need a meeting, but both too stubborn just to say I love you. I want you, but I won't move, because it's all about you and never me. So I'ma let you see what it feel like to miss me. I pray to God you miss me, pray to God you're listening, love. Hope you're hearing me clear, I really miss you. And yo, I just need you near, baby, just come here. I guess it's obvious, I'm digging your style. You make it easy for a girl to shut it down. It's not enough, so you keep me with a smile. You are the one I'm into, marry me to God. Don't ever wonder, yo, I'll always be around. The way you love me, yo, you balance me out. You are the everything that I can live without. Hey, love.
Shouts out to Buck Brown down there in Atlanta, putting on nothing but the hardness.
Yep.
I think that's a very, very nice song, because all relationships have their ups and downs. Every day is not going to be sunny, but you go through the stormy days so that you can see the sunny days. But if your stormy days outnumber your sunny days, then maybe you should look for happy days elsewhere. Anyway, I don't know. When it comes to relationships, I'm not really a relationship person. I'm not one of them chicks that gotta have a man on her arm at all times. But, you know, I've been single about, 3 years now? 2-3 years? Yeah, it's been a minute. So, I'm just happy that I got out my situation unscathed with minor scars. Long story.
Yeah.
Mentally and physical. Because you remember my car blew up. So my car blew up, people. Like, the don't even want to go there. Either way, I went through a lot and I learned a lot, and I wouldn't change a D. You know, like Big Pun say, it's better to have loved than lost than to live with regrets. And he was my first love, and I cherished the good times. I cursed the bad, and I'm moving on with my life as I did a long time ago. Bishop is too classy to talk about his breakups. But. You're too classy. Me, I have no coof. So I put my shit out there on Front Street. I don't care. I speak the facts. I will say this, and then we're going to let the last couple of songs ride out. I will say this. This is the truth as I know it, as it happened, as I see it. His truth is a little jaded and fuzzy. But. He can feel free to do his own show, not on BangNet, on his own show. Yeah, he can do his own show and, you know, promote it and come up with his lie of the truth. Okay. But with that being said, I know I'm not bitter. I know there's amazing guys out there. I look at Bishop, I look at Ozzy, I look at all my friends that are having good marriages and are happy, like Ike and Cam, and Matic is happy, and Charles, and, you know, it is Aaron. It's good relationships out there, so I see that it's some good dudes out there, and not much love
to close to it with these niggas.
Yeah, so it's just like it's say what? What'd you just say?
No, I didn't look more closely at what these niggas is doing.
Oh, and then your people, V. So, you know, I know it's good dudes out there, and I got brothers. I have brothers that are good dudes. So it's like, I'm not saying they're not good guys out there. I just, for some reason, don't attract good guys. I'm working on that, though.
You know what I think that is, really? Like, as a, just like an interjection. I Go think, ahead. Niggas who know how to dang on pull women have a certain approach, and the shit is effective and it works. What you have to do is damn, you know, see through that shit to damn to the core of a motherfucker that might not have, like, you know, game to get you, but might actually be a cool, you know, kind of dude.
House, you know, I've dated some good non-game having dudes. I about to say, you've seen them throughout the years. You know, my college sweetheart had no game. he was wearing sweatpants that stopped at his ankles. And well, that was my dude. Shouts out Blasto, name going on Blast, because he's an amazing guy. I can't believe I haven't talked to him in so long. What's up, Jeremiah? How you doing? It's my dude.
Word.
Yeah, and of course, shouts out to the one that got away. I'm not putting his name on blast, but LL, see you soon. So with that being said, we gonna let this shit roll off. With I guess we'll start off fast with my homeboy Wale and the breakup song. Throw in a little bit of Lauryn Hill X Factor. And I think that's about it, ain't it, bitch?
I think so.
All right. So in the meantime, make sure that you continue to support us. If you like it, bump it. If you don't, tell a friend why you don't like it and keep promoting us. And with that being said, I guess just really think about how you treat another person, because I'm a firm believer in what goes around comes around.
Yep.
Believe that shit. It's real. Karma is real. So treat people like you want to be treated. Respect people. Yeah. And
good people's good people. You know, yeah, what, you know what I'm saying?
And just give the little guy a chance. Except really? If he's real little. Y'all know what I'm talking about. All right, I'm out. It's
give the little guy a chance.
Yes, give the little, but he can't be too little. He can't be B and D, not B and D. He can't be KOD little.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, like I said, this is Miss. Yeah, I said it, and yeah, I said everything on here, and I stand by it. What you got to say, B?
Not a whole lot, you know, to add to it. Just, you know. Yeah, relationships are funny, man. You kind of like, you know, you really don't really know about that shit till you like be in that shit and go through that shit and look back and be like, well, maybe I could have done this and that different. But you can't go back on it. The only thing you can do is like take that and like move forward. And that's like what I look at it as. Take the good times of what they was, the bad times, damn, let them shit fall aside.
Or when they fall, kick them. Like I would do yours. Anyway, I'm out. Laters.
At Heavy Mixing on Twitter, at Bang Night Radio, at Empress Journey.
That's me.
Follow it, like it,
love it.
Keep banging that radio.
Bang, 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 bang.
See, breaking up is hard to move along, it's even harder. It's over, she got colder now, can't locate where her heart is. And I'm just being honest, since we not even talking, my mind won't let you go. Should even consider stalking. Now, you know I be teasing, no. Know that my ego won't. Thought this was forever love. Yes, that was the season, no. She got back, well, old boy. She probably had a reason, no. Although thought that we would grow. Guess that wasn't feasible. But we ain't gotta be beefing, no. I miss you at my recent show. I speak to CJ often, and sometimes I just wanna speak you up. Yeah, hit you up, or call you up, or send a text. Your new man got my respect, so if I do call, it's just a check. Heard that you are I, though, my nigga for life, though. It's funny how this life go. We love for a while, then the light goes. Took me a while just to write those. Pride, I had to fight, so I'ma stop right there. And I know you don't care, but I hope you got that bike, boo.
I love her smile. I love that purple lingerie she put on for me. I love the way she say my name. It's like, when I'm with her, anything's possible, you know? She makes life, like, worth it.
Really, dude? Come on, man. Get that out of here, man. This dude crazy.
Yeah, tell me about the love of ours. Contemplate, I wrote about her. We no longer close to nothing. That's why she ignore my flowers and my call and my text. Spending her time with them, I guess. I regret some shit I did, but darling, is y'all intimate? Who was better? I know I was. Don't you lie, don't blow my buzz. You ask me who I'm stroking now, I say that the pool is closed. Can we stay broken up and all these pages close them up? I hope we both do learn from this, so my next joint don't gotta be so rough, huh? Gotta get better with time. Relationships should never rewind. Better leave it all behind. Guess that mean you can never be mine. Well, there's a but. Without you, love is cold as fuck. Life is a movie, we both sit cut, but most times, darling, the sequel sucks.
Baby, don't go. Ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh. Oh. No, baby, no, baby. No,
hey,
I am.